Welcome to the Coronavirus Weekly Brief. We're your hosts. I'm David Sturman.
And I'm Emily Schneider. Here are the headlines you need to know.
On Monday, Colin Powell, the 84-year-old retired four-star general and the first African-American Secretary of State, died from complications of COVID. Politico reports, quote, Powell was fully vaccinated against COVID-19, his family said in a statement posted to Facebook. With his death, the former soldier and statesman becomes perhaps the most high-profile American public figure to succumb to a so-called breakthrough infection of the novel coronavirus.
Many Americans are getting antibody tests in order to determine immunity to COVID-19. But infectious disease doctors say these tests won't provide the answers that most people are seeking. The tests, which might indicate the presence or level of coronavirus-fighting antibodies in the bloodstream, won't tell a person if they're still immune to COVID-19, because scientists don't yet know what number of antibodies actually provide protection. Quote, doctors are ordering antibody tests for people who are worried about waning immunity, but I see that as problematic, said Alan Wells, medical director of clinical labs at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Quote, for a normal person, knowing your level 8 months later after their initial vaccine dosage is of relatively little value, end quote. Another issue is that the antibody tests aren't standardized, so values associated with antibody tests in one person might differ from another person's tests. Both the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration advise against using antibody tests to determine one's level of immunity against COVID-19. So does the Infectious Disease Society of America, which represents infectious disease specialists.
Walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinics for 12 to 15-year-olds are expected to open within weeks in England as infections rise within secondary schools. The percentage of Britons testing positive for COVID-19 is highest among the 12 to 15 age group, and the vaccination rate among the same group is just 14.2% in England. So far, England has administered vaccines for this age group solely through schools, but officials hope that the addition of walk-in clinics will help boost the immunization rate. Older teenagers are already permitted to get vaccinated in walk-in clinics, and the rate of vaccination among the 16 to 18-year-olds is 56.5%. According to the latest figures released by the Office for National Statistics, 1 in 14 secondary school-aged children had COVID during the week ending October 8.
On Sunday, Russia reported its largest daily increase in new coronavirus infections, with 34,303 cases recorded. That number is over 70% more than daily cases just a month ago. Widespread vaccine skepticism and conflicting messages from officials have stymied efforts to increase vaccination rates, even as vaccination lotteries, bonuses, and other incentives have been introduced. The Kremlin has ruled out any sort of new nationwide lockdown like the one used early on in the pandemic, and has instead delegated the decision-making power over restrictions to regional authorities.
On Friday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated their guidance to allow people who are fully vaccinated with a mix of vaccines to enter the U.S. once it relaxes its travel restrictions on November 8th. The Washington Post writes, quote, that means international travelers will be considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after they receive an FDA or WHO-approved single-dose vaccine, such as the Johnson & Johnson shot, or any combination of two doses of an FDA-approved or authorized or WHO emergency use listed COVID-19 two-dose series, such as the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine. The CDC continues to not recommend mixing vaccines, but the policy acknowledges the wide use of mixed vaccine regimens in other countries.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal expect supply chain disruptions and inflation to continue into 2022. The journal writes, quote, the economists' inflation projections are up dramatically from July, while short-term growth outlooks are lower. Economists on average see inflation at 5.25% in December, just slightly less than the rate that has prevailed since June. Assuming a similar level in October and November, that would mark the longest inflation has been above 5% since early 1991. Michael Moran, chief economist at Daiwa Capital Markets America, told the journal, quote, it's a perfect storm, supply chain bottlenecks, tight labor markets, ultra-easy monetary and fiscal policies, end quote. Economists also predicted inflation will drop but remain high relative to before the pandemic. The journal writes, quote, consumer price inflation will drop to 3.4% by June of next year, then 2.6% by the end of 2022, according to respondents' average estimates. That is still above the 1.8% that prevailed in the decade before the pandemic. To see our daily brief, go to the address in our show notes and follow us on Twitter, @NewAmericaISP.
The Coronavirus Weekly Brief was produced by Shannon Lynch and Jason Stewart and was edited by Shannon Lynch. The podcast is brought to you by New America and Arizona State University.